This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Powerful explosions from shelling have hit Ukraine's Zaporizhia region. That is the site of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency said more than a dozen blasts shook the Russian-occupied facility on Sunday. Damaged buildings and equipment. Ukraine blamed Russia, saying that it was trying to prevent the plant from partially restarting to deliver electricity to millions of Ukrainians who are without heat, power, or water in the freezing cold. The Russians blamed Ukrainian forces. Elsewhere, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said over 400 Russian strikes hit Ukraine's eastern region on Sunday alone. He also said blackouts were scheduled on Sunday night in 15 regions of Ukraine, and that the city of Kyiv were blackouts scheduled Monday. As an agreement for a UN climate deal, which includes calamity cash but no new emissions cuts, details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Negotiators have approved an historic deal to create a fund for compensating poor nations that are victims of extreme weather worsened by rich countries' carbon pollution. However, there was little progress at the talks in addressing the root cause of climate change, the burning of fossil fuels. The decision establishes a fund for what negotiators call loss and damage. It's a big win for poorer nations, which have long called for cash, sometimes viewed as reparations, because they are often the victims of climate disasters, despite having contributed little to the pollution that heats up the globe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Iranian officials and missiles said, officials say that missiles and drones struck an Iranian Kurdish opposition group's bases in northern Iraq late Sunday night. The Democratic Party of Iranian Kurdistan, a Kurdish-Iranian group exiled in Iraq, said in a statement that the Iranian surface-to-surface missiles and drones hit its bases and adjacent refugee camps in Koya and another area. The group also asserted that the strikes had hit a hospital in Koya. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Some Kurdish groups have been engaged in a low-intensity conflict with Tehran since the 1979 Iranian Islamic Revolution, with many members seeking political exile in neighboring Iraq, where they have established bases. The suspect in the Colorado Springs gay nightclub shooting allegedly threatened his mother with a homemade bomb just last year. Yet, despite that scare, there is no public record that the police or the authorities relatives tried to use a red flag trigger. Colorado's red flag law that would have allowed authorities to seize the weapons and ammo the man's mother says he had with him. Gun control advocates say his June 2021 threat is an example of a red flag law that was ignored with potentially deadly consequences. It's not clear that the law could have prevented Saturday night's attack, but experts do say that it could have at least slowed him from putting on a higher on the radar. The captain of Iran's soccer team addressed the media at the World Cup on Sunday about protests in his country stemming from the death of a woman in the custody of morality police. And China has announced its first new death from COVID-19 in nearly half a year. Strict new measures are being imposed in Beijing and across the country. The death of the 87-year-old Beijing man was the first reported by the National Health Commission since May 26th, bringing the total death toll to 5,227. China has faced hurdles vaccinating its elderly population, although the commission did not give details on the man's status. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.